Fernando and Greg.
Back to paying your bills tomorrow morning. 620 will be the first name, and then we'll go on the 20s throughout the morning show. And then don't forget Thursday. We'll be doing it all day long on the 20s from 620 to 620 right through St. John's show. Just register at 997now.com. Listener tipped us off this morning. They were checking out SF Gate. Right there on the front page, there is a little piece about people who are famous in the Bay Area, but you probably don't recognize them. Meet the faces of local radio. They had posted our picture in this feature, but we weren't happy with it.
Well, it was from 10 years ago. It was a picture from 10 years ago that they posted. Although, was ridiculous.
I don't know. Now that I've thought about it, I'm like, well, that's not so bad because I had a lot less gray in my beard back in those days.
Well, you could do something about that now.
Oh, I don't want to do that. It looks fake to me. I don't
Then you should be upset that you don't have something fake looking on your picture. Listen, I don't want a picture of us from 10 years ago posted. I thought that SF Gate could, you know, maybe call and say, hey, we're about to do a feature on local radio and we're going to put a picture of y'all up. You have anything more current from, you know?
Why don't they just go to our website?
That's what I thought.
I don't know if you can pull the picture up, but I know that Jeffrey, who's been talking more and more, he's been working with us.
I
think he got laid into them a little bit. They've updated the picture to a current picture. I don't really like this one either, but anyway, Jeffrey, the phone.
First of all, props to you for getting the picture changed, but we're not happy with that one.
Honey, when I saw this picture from the Roosevelt presidency, black and white, I knew there was work to be done.
Yeah, it was a black and white photo. It was from decade ago.
Yeah.
In the new picture, they even included Shan. She was complaining, so you got her thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now there's a little nod to Shan with the new picture. And here's even the best part. They kept the old one as well as added this new one. So we got two pictures in this feature. So thank you very much, Bill DeBro. Okay, there you go. Thank
you. Jeffrey, how did you get this done?
Well, I get things done. Let me just let you know there was a phone call and I took a little visit to his home.
Jeffrey, way to go above and beyond.
You know, this is a good thing about having a queen work with you. They care about the things that are important, like photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you could only get us paid.
They say hell has no fury like a homosexual slightly inconvenient.
Well, we're glad you got it done. But next time, before you get it done, ask me which picture I like the best. You didn't send my favorite one over there.
Maybe y'all could ask me how much y'all should pay me for taking the picture of you in the first place.
Nah, you want to talk about money? You need to talk to Jazzy.
That's your boy right there. Anyway.
Well, I heard your antique photo from the Roosevelt presidency. Someone got paid for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they didn't. It was a salesperson's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who
we
took
had to
that photo.
For free.
That's how ghetto we were back in the day. Anybody had a camera, they could take a photo of us.
A Canon camera. Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all went from ghetto to ghetto fabulous.
Uh-huh. Yes, we did.
He even had a tripod, so don't forget that.
Well, thank you for making making that happen, because usually when we ask for things to happen around here, people, you know, it takes 3-4 years to get it done. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Well, Greg, as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Well, I'm going to
thank you, Jeffrey.
I'm going to let you continue doing that.
All right. In the meantime, go and check it out. Because, you know, again, he still wrote some nice things about us. It was nice to be featured, regardless of whether we liked the pictures or not. So check out SF Gate this morning. We'll also put the link on our social media as well, so you can go ahead and link through there. All right, paying your bills. Tomorrow, it's back. 620 is the first name. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Bye, lady.
Gong Hei Fat Choi. Happy Lunar New Year. Today is the first day of the lunar calendar. So hopefully you'll have a wonderful 2019. I did see Chinese New Year parade is going to be on February 23rd. As always, it always sort of happens, you know, a couple weeks after the actual
New Year.
Well,
it happens in the spring festival, during the spring festival, which follows the Lunar New Year.
There we go. Now,
you keep celebrating. You're supposed to, a lot of people take 2 weeks off at this time, Shan.
Hey, Shan.
Listen, y'all say I ask for too much vacation around
here.
Hold on,
Shan. Hold on. I'm reading fortunes.
Okay.
Don't ask for too much time off this year.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Jazzy, for writing my horoscope.
Is that for the snake?
That is for the snake. The snake needs to slither on into work every day. Well, what you so salty about?
Because mine says work harder,
Shan,
and
Shan, it's,
be patient.
It's,
and
it's Chinese. It's Lunar New Year. You got to have a good attitude today, remember?
I do have a good attitude. I always come with a good attitude. But
sounds
Jazzy
like
be,
it.
Jazzy,
no,
be testing me.
Don't fight or talk about people
today.
Yeah, that's not, you're not getting off to a good start on Lunar New Year.
Let's see if maybe we'll get a better attitude from a dragon, right? Dragon?
I'm a dragon.
Hey. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. What do you want to know about?
Oh, love and career and money.
I don't know if you're in a relationship now, but a little bit entangled in the relationship, like stifled or?
I'm married. I'm going to be married for 10 years this year.
Okay. So it says here that your spouse has a lot of care and concern for you, but sometimes you feel a little bit, I need to express myself a little bit more.
Yes.
So this is the year you might want to do that. Don't go overboard, but it's your chance to step out a little bit and don't be, you know, always the one either. I don't want to say controlled. It's the wrong word, but you want to express yourself and be more of an equal partner.
Yes. That's so crazy.
Yeah. So don't get, you know, don't just today walk in and be like, things are changing my but, you know, but slowly, I think this is a year for you to sort of stand up for yourself and just be more on equal terms.
Yes.
Might want to think about taking a romantic trip this year, and you might be the one to plan it. You initiate it. You be the one to take charge.
Oh, my gosh. I was just looking at flights.
Oh, where are you going?
Yes. I was thinking about Vegas because his birthday is coming up.
Girl, this is it. You need to be 100% in control of this trip and show him, hey, I got this. I can do this on my own. I'm an independent woman. And let him just follow your lead on this trip.
I will. Thank you. Guys, have a great day.
All right,
you too. Have a good one. Bye.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Fernando and Greg.
99.7
now.
Actually, there's some sunshine right now. This morning, it was cold. There was some snow in parts of the Bay Area, Santa Cruz Mountains, some of the hills of the East Bay.
There still is. We're getting tons of pictures on the texting hotline from San Jose, from Milpitas, from Fremont. John sent me a photo.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A covered
his snow. They were going to school today, and he showed the kids the snow, and then Levi said, Daddy, there's not supposed to be snow in California. Well, now there is.
Oh, wow.
There is definitely snow on the mountains all around us.
So, there you go. And quickly, if you want to get out into it, it's probably going to melt all today, but cool to have it, at least for a little while. I didn't get to see it, at least not in my neighborhood. I know we did get some hail last night, too. Weather's just been really, really
and you
weird.
Said you got hit with hail.
Yeah, I was in Menlo Park, and it was coming down.
Did your car get hit?
Yeah, it was out there parked, and I ran through the hail to get to my car because I was like, I'd rather be caught in traffic.
What are you going
to
do, cover it with your body?
No, I wanted to leave.
You are tough. Leave where? I mean, instead, you think you can run away from the hail?
No, I'm trying to run away from the traffic. It was 4 o'clock. I needed to get home.
Oh, Lord. You were going to drive away from the hail.
All right, be careful out there. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. We'll start paying bills again right at 6:20. We'll be talking to Ginger tomorrow. I'm going to talk about that shocking family secret I found out recently that's got me doing a DNA test. We'll talk about that right about 8 o'clock. I'll let you in on it. All right. We'll see you then. Have a great day. Hey.